Welcome to the Thoughts with Tea podcast. Your host, Tessa Prejean, is here. You don't even have to pronounce my last name or know my last name. I don't think it's important right now. It's such a hard one. Tessa Prejean. But you can call me Tess or Tessa, whatever you want. Hi. This is so a long time coming. And I just kind of want to introduce myself and just get like right into it. And I don't really have much prepared for this first episode. It's more just like talking from my heart and just being vulnerable and just putting it out there. Because God, I know y'all understand, but there's been so much, so many thoughts, so many ideas to obviously make this project and make this thing happen. To get to this point, I've had so many thoughts and so much passion towards this idea. And then once I started getting the things going and the things were like, okay, it's coming into place, it's happening. And everything was like falling so perfectly into place, like so aligned. But still, my imposter syndrome is just full force and so many conflicting thoughts. And so it's taken so much. Well, also, I've been very busy. So there's that. But there's been so much just to record this one episode, this intro. Like all I needed to do was to just pick up the microphone and record this intro episode and I'd be set and the ball would be rolling and I'd get in the groove. But God, it's taken so much to get to this point, it feels like. But we're here and hi. Hi. I just had to word vomit all of those thoughts, but it's so crazy to make it happen. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to get right into who I am and like what my why is. And of course, the ones listening right now I know are like my best friends, my supporters, my dear, dear soul sisters. You guys, I know you're listening. So this is just, you know who I am. So, but I still have to, you know, I still gotta give a little background, I feel like. But, you know, and I think I try to be very open and vulnerable, but I keep a lot of myself hidden, I think, or I used to for like majority of my adolescence. So I think just introducing myself is going to be even beneficial for the ones that know me and love me that are listening. I love you. Okay. So yeah. Why do this podcast? Why? Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing a podcast. Why should I get on this bandwagon? But, you know, I don't want to think of it as a bad bandwagon. And I think, like, there's endless possibilities you can do with podcasting, which is incredible. You can do, there's so many genres. There's so much out there. And whatever your niche is, whatever you're passionate about, you can put it out there. So I think that's why it's just appeals so much to me. And it's always been in my head, even before it got really, really popular. I feel like the last 3-4 years, maybe ever since COVID, right? Like more and more people went into that direction, went into all the online directions for anything and everything. So, but even before that, when I was in college, I went to college, university, and my degree was media arts and there's all these different emphasis in media arts. And so I was just kind of trying to find my path. I didn't. There's media production, there's public relations, there's journalism. I took all those classes and whatever. I ended up not finishing. Here I am today, but it worked out for me, I think. So I've always had this interest in media and this passion for like television, social media, just all of it. It's what we've consumed our whole lives and it's been my focus. And And yeah, I've just, it's always been something that I've been interested in and feel like I can get into that sphere somehow. I can do this. So, yeah, I just have a, I feel like a knack for, you know, editing and all that stuff, but I've never been super, super good at one thing. So I decided to do media arts. And well, first, I think my first initial thing with college, which we'll get into that later. We'll have a whole episode and topic about college and what that means for me, for you, what that means for anyone. But it works out for people. I'm not trying to get into anything controversial about college, but I think it was the right path for me at the time. And then, you know, it just, I was meant to kind of spread my wings and fly into a different direction. Because that's who I am. We all know that if you know me. So, but for those who don't know me, yeah, I like to be free. So, so yeah, I just felt like I went into communications kind of in college, and then communications was like, oh, what can I really do with that? And then took some media classes, and so I've always had it in the back of my head, like podcasts would be so cool. And it's crazy to think like where I am right now into when I was like 21 or whatever, 20, thinking about, oh, a podcast, it seems so deep and far into the future because I was so not ready for that. And so here we are today. It's crazy. It's finally, I finally feel ready, but I've always talked about it with so many different people that I've met. Podcast, let's make a podcast. So here we are, and I will definitely have guests, so many guests on this podcast is my goal. I want to do solo episodes. I want it to just be a mix of solo and interviewing. I have several people in mind that I know personally that I want on the podcast. I want all my best friends on the podcast. Their voice needs to be heard just as much as my voice. So that's exciting. Yeah. And I just, the focus will be mental health and health and, you know, holistic healing, the universe, of course, and manifesting. I love astrology, so there will definitely be topics of astrology. But I want this podcast to be for anyone, even if you don't know astrology, and you don't really care about astrology. But like maybe you will care after things that we'll talk about. You know, so. Yeah, and of course tea is going to be always there. I'm drinking tea right now. It's blueberry and elderberry tea with honey, and yeah, just a little bit of a mix. Right now it's pretty yummy. Actually, like I've never tried. I just throw things in. I haven't really mastered my craft with tea quite yet, but I love it, and I love herbs, and I love natural healing. So that'll be a huge topic. And yeah, and just being vulnerable. I want to share things that have happened to me or things that I've gone through that has changed my life. And I know there's so much power in that, in sharing. But it's super, I'm getting emotional. Like there's been so many times when I try to like go and record and I just have like an emotional upheaval out of nowhere. I don't even know what causes it, but there's a lot of emotion, you know, behind it and just sharing and being vulnerable and putting yourself out on the internet, is scary, but it's, everyone's doing it, but no, I'm not doing it because everyone's doing it. I'm doing it because I have to at this point. I feel very called to do this. And that is why I have to do it. So yeah, it's going to be a very healing experience. And I mean, I'm going to shout out some ladies that I love in the podcast realm that have inspired me, of course, to do this. And of course, it's Call Her Daddy. I love her. If you're a daddy gang, you are welcome at this podcast if you're daddy gang, of course. But there's a lot of things that Call Her Daddy doesn't like that I want to talk about on this podcast that she doesn't really talk about. So that's why I'm like, oh, I need to get in here, okay? But I love her, and she's been very inspiring to me, of course, for all women, and just being open. And I love what she's done with that podcast. So I'm an avid listener, and she just made me believe, like, yeah, I can do this, or, you know, my voice can be heard. Anyone's voice can be heard, you know. And also Emma Chamberlain, Anything Goes. That's one of my top podcasts. I've always loved Emma Chamberlain. And yeah, so those ladies inspired me. And I listen to all kinds of podcasts, but I just wanted to shout those two out, because really, I would just listen so much every week to them and realize that I could do this. So here we are. And yeah. So yeah, that's my why. That's my why, kind of summed up, and why I wanted to start doing all this. So I just never thought that I've had so much trouble believing in myself, you know, and that's just your 20s. That's being young for so many people. But yeah, I know that's so relatable. But when you're in it and you feel alone, I've always, you know, battled with that just loneliness, even though I do have so many people in my life that I can lean on and I know and that support me. And I'm very lucky in that way. I still just have that like loneliness syndrome. I'm an only child. So it kind of just goes, being an only child, that just is innately in you a little bit. So, but I've had a lot of fun and made a lot of connections. So I don't ever want to like, poor me, but yeah, it's been a struggle for me to just speak my truth. And now I'm finally ready. 27 years later, I just had a birthday. I turned 27. When I'm recording this, it was very recent. I just turned 27. And I finally feel all these years that I am ready to speak my truth and step into my like true path and my purpose. You know, it takes a while, and there's just no timeline that's, no one can say there's a certain timeline. There's a certain timeline for everyone. That didn't make sense. Whatever. If you get it, you get it. You got it. Good. Okay. I'm getting used to this podcast thing, man. But yeah, it's amazing to finally, after so long of feeling like I can't just express myself and just be true, it's here, you know? So I've had a lot of blockages with my throat and just speaking and my voice. But it's always been there. And so this is going to be very, very good for that, for that throat chakra. All right. I do have, I developed hyperthyroidism back in when COVID happened. I got diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism, but it's an autoimmune disease where your immune system your immune system is attacking your thyroid. There it is. So that was really, really hard for many years to heal from that. But I am in remission now. And so there's going to be a lot of topics on this podcast of healing autoimmune diseases, because they are rampant in the U.S. Before it happened to me, I was like, oh, that could never happen to me. I'm invincible. I'm in my early 20s. I'm invincible. But then you start, you know, a lot of people around me don't necessarily have that exact issue, but it's so, so common. It's crazy. So we got to figure this out. We got to heal. We got to heal on our own, unfortunately, you know? So that's what I'm doing, and I want to help others do that. So yeah, I'm very excited to get into all of that in the later episodes of health and wellness, because I can talk forever about it. So yeah, and so this is my coming out episode of who I am and sharing those vulnerable moments and vulnerable parts of myself. And yeah, and then I really wanted to talk about the power of authenticity, because that's what this episode is. It's just, it's sparking that authenticity of who I am and what this podcast is going to be about and the greater good of it. And so I wanted to share things that I learned about the power of authenticity. And I'm sure maybe some of you have already known this because of the internet and TikTok and Instagram. Like, I see so much, you know, there's just so much stuff that comes your way. But I love that my For You page is generally just, you know, perfect for me. And I see a lot of wonderful, inspiring things. And I learn a lot, that's what I love about social media. We'll get there later about the negative, the pros and cons. But yeah, so I did see it originally on, I think, TikTok, but the frequency of, you know, authenticity and the different frequencies of human emotions. It was like, what is it? Who is it? Hawkins? Was it? There was a study done by Hawkins where they measure, you know, frequencies of emotion, like shame, guilt, anger, and then love, joy, and all of that. And obviously, shame, guilt, and anger were on the lower frequencies, like in the 20 range. And then love and joy were like at 200 or 700, I think, was enlightenment, was as high as those frequencies went. And they recently, I don't know how recent, I do think it was more recently, they measured the frequency of authenticity. And it was 4,000 times higher than the frequency of love, which is mind-blowing and incredible. We always think love is the highest frequency, but authenticity is. And I just wanted to talk more a little bit about what authenticity really is and what that means for you and how hard it is to be authentic sometimes when it comes to speaking about your feelings, your past, your true, like, I mean, there's so many levels of authenticity, and I think every day we can be authentic I truly try to be every day is authentic and real and have real conversations with people and just shed my light. But I think authenticity can go so much deeper, right? And so that's what this podcast is about. And that's why I really wanted to touch on that in this first episode. So yeah, I mean, okay, so the definition of authenticity, not false or imitation. It's real, actual, authentic personality, a spirit, a character, an authentic accent is what I'm reading Google right now. That was an example. So that's like the definition, right? And in a world of social media, there's a lot of imitation. There's a lot of things that are fake that we see that aren't real. And I think if we change the sphere of this internet to be as authentic as we can change the world, like the frequency of the world. And it's already happening, right? There's been like breakthroughs of the frequency of where we're at. There's like a Richter scale for energy, and we've like beaten that we've come to an all-time high in that. So it's incredible. It's incredible. That's so powerful. So I honestly might just leave you at that. Just think about that. I think every day that's going to be my goal, is to be as authentic as I can, you know, and in this podcast to just do everything I can to raise that. But that is a very, very powerful emotion. And it's like, if you think about, okay, I'm going to leave you at this. It's kind of like a meditative. I'm going to leave you on a meditative state right now. Okay. Take a deep breath. Take a sip of your tea and picture the moments in your life moments at just anything, a moment at a party with someone, or a moment on vacation, and you have this glimpse where you're speaking to someone and you both are being as authentic as you can for one another. And that energy exchange, and like, what did that feel like in your body? What did that feel like in that moment for both of you, or for all of you who were there? That is such good energy right there. That's powerful. So I think we just need to harness that energy as much as we can when we're with people, when we're in our community, when we're just in everything that we do, and we could make some waves and changes in this world. So that got me teary-eyed. So yeah, that's the first episode. There you have it. I didn't know how that was going to go. But thank you so much for listening today. And stay tuned for more and more. Thank you so much. I love you all. Have a beautiful day. And don't forget to drink some tea and relax and breathe. Okay, bye.